Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Moonlit Jungle style snare snap balance in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the smart way, first in session view, then shaping the energy and arrangement view. Now, quick note before we dive in drum and bass, the snare is not just another drum, it's a structural element. It's the backbeat, the push, the release, the thing that tells the listener where the groove lies. So if the snare is too weak, the whole drop feels smaller. If it's too bright or too spiky, the mix gets harsh fast. Our goal is that sweet spot, sharp, alive, controlled, and dark enough to feel nocturnal. Let's start by opening a fresh Ableton set and setting the tempo to 174 BPM. That's a classic DNB speed, and it's perfect for this kind of snare work. Create a few tracks, drums group, bass, effects, and if you want, an atmosphere track for some extra mood. Inside the drums group, load your kick, snare, closed hat, and maybe a break layer if you have one. Keep things organized early. It sounds simple, but in DNB, clean track layout saves you a lot of confusion later. On the drums group, drop in drum bus and EQ8. Those two tools alone can take you a long way. For drum bus, start with a little drive, maybe around 5 to 8%, and push transient up a bit, maybe plus 10 or so. Keep boom off for now, or very low. We're after snap and control, not low-end bloom. Here's the big idea for the snare. Think body plus snap. That's the whole game. The body gives it weight. The snap gives it definition. If you only focus on brightness, the snare may sound exciting soloed but weak in the full loop. If you only focus on body, it may sound thick but disappear in the mix. So if you've got one snare sample, either duplicate it or layer it in a drum rack. Make one layer your body layer, and the other your snap layer. For the body layer, use EQ8 and gently boost somewhere around 180 to 240 Hz if it feels thin. If it sounds boxy, trim a little around 400 to 600 Hz. Don't overdo it. We're not trying to make a huge tom-like snare. Just enough weight so the hit feels physical. For the snap layer, high pass it somewhere around 300 to 500 Hz so it stays out of the way. Then give it a small lift around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz for that crack. If it gets harsh, back off a little around 6 to 8 kHz. That's usually where the brittle edge lies. If you want a bit more attitude, add saturator to the snap layer. Keep it subtle. A couple dB of drive, soft clip-on, and stop there. You want edge, not fuzz. In darker DNB, a little grit often sounds better than a huge EQ boost. Now switch to session view and build a simple 1-bar or 2-bar drum loop. Keep it basic. Put the snare on beats 2 and 4. Add a kick pattern that supports the groove. Bring in light hats for motion. If you want, tuck in a ghost snare just before beat 2 or 4. Very low in velocity. That can add a bit of swing and tension without stealing attention from the main hit. Loop it and listen to one very important question. Does the snare snap through the groove, or does it get lost behind the kick and hats? This is where session view shines. You're hearing the loop in a fast, repeatable way, and you can make quick decisions without committing to a full arrangement yet. Now let's fine-tune the snare in context. Use small moves first. If the snare feels muddy, cut a little around 250 to 400 Hz. If it needs more crack, add a touch around 3 kHz. Push drum bus transient a little higher if the hit needs more front edge. If the snare is jumping out too much, reduce the track gain slightly with utility instead of reaching for more compression. That last point matters a lot. In DNB, a snare that's simply louder is not always a better snare. Sometimes the real issue is that it doesn't have its own pocket in the mix. Think snare slot, not just snare level. If the kick, bass, or hats are masking it, boosting the snare can actually make the whole mix smaller. Next, let's bring in the FX side of the lesson. Instead of drowning the snare in reverb, use return tracks. Add reverb and maybe echo or delay on a return, and keep it short and filtered. For the reverb, try a decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds, and filter out the low end and some of the top. That gives you space and atmosphere, without washing out the transient. This is a really important darker DNB move. Keep the snare mostly dry, then add short FX only at phrase ends. Impact first, atmosphere second. That's how you get that moonlit feel. Now add a bass loop underneath. Keep it simple, maybe a restyle bass or a sub plus mid layer. If the bass is stereo, keep the low end controlled. Utility is your friend here. Make sure the low end stays mostly mono, especially below the sub region. Now listen to the snare and bass together. Does the snare still cut through when the bass comes in? If not, the bass may be masking the snare body, especially around 200 to 400 Hz. Try reducing that area on the bass a little, or give the snare a tiny bit more body in the 180 to 220 Hz range. If the snare becomes too sharp once the bass is playing, reduce a little of that 3 to 5 kHz snap region and check again. Keep making tiny changes. At 174 BPM, even 1 or 2 dB can make a big difference. Fast music exaggerates every decision. Once the loop feels good in session view, drag those clips into arrangement view. Now we start thinking in phrases. Build a simple 16-bar section. You might use something like this. Bars 1 to 4 are stripped and atmospheric. Bars 5 to 8 bring in the full drums. Bars 9 to 12 introduce the bass more strongly, and bars 13 to 16 add effects and snare emphasis to lift the drop. This is where arrangement makes the loop feel finished. A snare that works in a loop can still feel flat over a longer section if nothing changes. Arrangement view lets you shape the release of energy across time. Automate the snare send to reverb so it rises only at the end of a phrase, maybe just for the last half bar before the drop or section change. Then pull it back dry on the downbeat. That little contrast is huge. It gives you a cinematic tail without sacrificing punch. You can also automate drum bus drive a little higher into a transition, or open an auto filter slightly on a texture or FX layer. If you want the bass to make room for the snare, a tiny volume dip at the moment of the snare hit can create a subtle micro sidechain feel. Nothing dramatic, just enough to let the backbeat breathe. For the final bars of the section, make the snare do a little extra work. Add a quick double hit, a simple 1/16 pickup, or a tiny fill. You don't need a massive snare roll. In beginner DNB, tasteful is better than busy. One extra hit, one small echo tail, or a little more reverb on the last snare can be enough to make the transition feel intentional. Here's a good mental picture. Imagine a dark jungle roller where the first 8 bars are dry and hypnotic. The snare is firm and clean. Then, right before the next section, you let the last snare breathe a little with reverb, maybe add a reversed cymbal or a filtered texture, and then you slam back into a dry, punchy hit. That contrast is what makes the drop feel bigger. Now for the final check. Turn the master down low and listen again. If the snare still reads clearly at a quiet level, that's a great sign. Then check in mono with utility on the master or bass bus. You want to hear the snare staying visible, the bass not swallowing the backbeat, and no painful top-end spikes jumping out. If the snare only works when it's loud, it's probably too dependent on brightness. If it works quietly, you've probably got the balance right. If you need one last adjustment, keep it small. Raise the snare gain a touch if it's too soft. Trim a bit around 3 to 5 kHz if it pokes too hard. Add a little more transient if it feels flat. Tiny moves are usually the winning moves here. And that's the core workflow. Use session view to find the groove quickly, then use arrangement view to make the energy evolve. Balance the snare with the bass. Give it body and snap. Use effects tastefully, and automate just enough to make the section feel alive. If you want to level up, try the practice challenge after this. Build a 32-bar DNB section at 174 BPM. Make 2 snare versions. Use at least 2 automation moves, and check the whole thing in mono. The goal is simple. Make the snare feel like it belongs to the arrangement, not just the loop. All right, let's move on and get that moonlit jungle snare hitting exactly right.